T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So I have an email here from someone who says she's a physician's assistant who wants you to get vaccinated because she thinks the Delta variant is going to wipe out the unvaccinated population. Now, the data do not back that up because all we've been hearing is, yes, the Delta variant is highly contagious, but it's also less lethal than the ordinary COVID. Now, children are at an extremely low risk of death or severe situations from COVID. Yet, do you know how many children every year die of drowning in the United States? Die of drowning. 800 American children die of drowning every year. I dare say that is far more than the number of American children who have died of COVID. And yet, we're focused on getting children vaccinated, having children wearing masks. Statistically, 800 children drowning every year, should we call that a public health crisis? I wonder. So if you are vaccinated, are you freaked out when you're around the unvaccinated? I do not freak out around the unvaccinated because that's why I got vaccinated. So if I did come down with COVID, I would not have a big deal case of COVID. So why would I therefore be worried about being with anybody who's been unvaccinated? Breakthrough cases are still rare, and breakthrough infection deaths, 0.001. Does that sound like something about which you need to freak? I don't know. I'd freak a lot more about 800 kids a year drowning than I would about kids and COVID. Let's go back to the calls, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. If you're not vaccinated, will the Delta variant make you change your mind? If you are vaccinated, are you freaked out about being around unvaccinated people? Governor Cuomo says businesses should only allow vaccinated people in. And he says, I wouldn't feel very good if somebody unvaccinated was seated next to me. And that statement has no logical basis in reality, because his chance of dying from a breakthrough infection having been vaccinated is 0.001%. This guy gets awfully upset about statistically insignificant and statistically unlikely events. Wouldn't you agree? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here's Shannon in Lockport. Shannon, you are on. Hello.
Good day. One of the things that's really annoying me about this is something like right now with Lindsey Graham, they're saying that he's having a breakthrough case, right? They're saying he tested positive after he was vaccinated.
Yes, and he's so horribly sick. He says it's like a sinus infection.
But the thing is that everybody's adding the caveat that he would have gotten sicker. And I want to know, how is that proven, first off? And let me explain why. If COVID was already a 99.8 survivable episodes for most not even hospitalized, and as a matter of fact, a ton of people didn't even know that they had COVID other than that they were told through a test. So the majority of everybody did not have any of these bad issues. So if you didn't even have the bad issues before, where is this baseline of the so-called science, since everybody reacts differently, where is the baseline to prove that somebody would actually get sicker when the baseline before was a lot of people weren't even sick to begin with.
Well, I guess the baseline would be the number of deaths. And again, if you believe the statistics, the number of deaths among the unvaccinated, that's where the problem is right now, not the number of deaths among the vaccinated. I've heard many doctors state that this is an epidemic of the unvaccinated. So it would follow that if you are vaccinated, you've got less of a risk of getting sick and therefore dying once you're vaccinated.
But then it doesn't end up really being that kind of numbers. And then the only other thing.
But let's put it this way. If enough physicians say, and even people who are not paranoid about COVID, if they say, yes, where we're seeing the deaths are in the unvaccinated population, I mean, I think we can reasonably conclude that the vaccinated population is at greater risk of being sick and therefore dying because they weren't vaccinated. Did you have an issue with that?
I think that we'll just have to kind of wait and see how it plays out, because so far, pretty much every single thing that they've told us has been wrong. So I'm going to just stick with the fact that we keep being told certain things that are being used to imprison us by a group of people who are invested in big pharma. They're invested in the patents, including our own CDC is invested in the patents. And so, nope, I'm just not going to listen to anybody. I'm going to trust my natural immunity, and I wish everybody the best, and let's not turn on each other.
Do you have any comorbidities that make you extra?
I got horribly sick with whatever this is, respiratory, in February of 2020, and it was knocked me off my feet for 5 solid days straight, and more than likely would have landed certain people in the hospital. And I do have comorbidities, and I am overweight.
Did you get tested for antibodies? Is there a chance you've already had COVID?
Tested for anything, because first and foremost, they have to isolate this to even begin with. And then what are they going to tell me with the antibody test? I mean, are we using the PCR test? What are we even using? Because there's a lot of issues with everything going on here. And I mean, everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, false negatives, false positives to diagnose.
Nope.
And as you have stated, the antibody tests, the PCR test, for example, that could show that you had a cold 6 months ago and be misinterpreted as you had COVID.
Right.
My understanding.
So what standards are, this is my biggest concern, is where are these standards? Where are these real baselines? And then what, just because some people say that, but then at the same time, those same doctors will tell you that we're being over antibiotic and we're actually helping to create stronger strains because the stronger strains survive the antibiotics. So in reality, maybe it's all the people getting vaccinated that they're the ones that are causing more issues, because they're the ones that have their bodies are going to.
Well, it's a virus as opposed to bacteria. But look, as far as the immune system getting worked out, I do believe, and a lot of doctors actually believe, that our immune systems do in fact need a workout, and we have in fact become too sterile a country. We're not letting our immune systems get any work done.
Can I ask you just one question, just something to reflect on? When, tell me with any other virus, please tell me with measles, mumps, rubella, pox, all this other stuff, please tell me when everybody had to go get booster shots for any of these other viruses. Just let me know that one.
Booster shots. Well, I'm not sure if they're going to require or recommend booster shots past the first two. I know there's been some talk of that, but I don't know.
When they do, just keep that in mind.
Yeah. Again, I honestly do not know the answer to that.
Right.
It sounds like you do.
None of us do.
All right. Well, I thought you might have information I was not privy to having. I do thank you for the call. No, I mean, she raises a very interesting point about antibiotics. Doctors for years now have been warned, A, you guys, you ladies, you are over-prescribing antibiotics. And as a result of that, you are creating antibiotic-resistant bacteria that we don't know how to deal with. So cool it with the antibiotics. So it's not like the old days where you could call your doctor and say, hey, I've got a throat infection, give me antibiotics, and you'd go to the pharmacy 20 minutes later, and they were there. They do not give them out as much anymore because of the fear of the antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Now, keep in mind, COVID is a virus, a genetically mutated and manufactured virus, courtesy of the Chinese. And by the way, at some point, our discussion needs to turn to how do we make the Chinese financially responsible? They should be paying reparations for all of the damage they inflicted on the world. They banned travel within parts of their own country, yet they allowed people to fly to other parts of the world. To me, it's almost an act of war. And it's certainly something for which damages should absolutely be paid, even if it was unintentional. You know, in 1937, when the Japanese sank one of our gunboats, the Panay, in the Yangtze, I think it was the Yangtze River, they said, oh, it was an accident. We didn't notice the giant American flag painted on the deck. Our bad. Of course, they also strafed survivors in the water. But actually, the Japanese government issued a formal apology. Their ambassador recorded for the newsreel cameras an apology. Japanese people donated money to the survivors of the Panay, and the Japanese government paid an indemnity for the damage it had done. So when is China going to pony up? When is China going to ante up and make the rest of the world whole? Here's a hint. I wouldn't hold my breath. Download the Audacy app, AUDACY, the Audacy app. Discover hundreds of new exclusive music stations available now for music fans, by music fans. Arena Rock would be one example. Rock of the 70s and 80s that conjures up memories of epic tailgate parties, mesmerizing light shows, fog machines, and lighters held high in the air. And if you actually remember being there, you weren't there. Download the Audacy app and discover this and hundreds of other musical opportunities. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Here's Mike in Depew. Thanks for holding, Mike. It's your turn. You're being driven crazy by COVID. That makes two of us because, you know what? You're talking to a guy who spent hundreds, thousands of hours talking about it. And sometimes I wonder, what am I going to say today that's anything new? But you're on.
Here's the long and short about COVID-19. First of all, it's done more harm with scaring people to get this vaccination. For the president to go on TV and said that the American people, he thought they were smarter than them. Well, I thought this was a country free to choose. You're free to choose your partner. As much as you don't like what we do, that's what we do. We're free to choose. We get to choose our partners. We get to choose abortion. We get to choose our doctors. We get to choose what kind of car we buy, what schools we want to go to. It's freedom of choice. So when Cuomo goes on and says he wants to know if the person across him has the vaccination, well, there's laws against that. It's called HIPAA. And personally, that guy has zero credibility. A guy who has allegedly groped, raped, or whatever you want to say, 10 or plus women. In my opinion, the guy should be in prison instead of giving us advice and telling us to make life choices like that.
Yeah, well, rape is not one of the allegations. Unwanted fondling and comments are the allegations, at least, that have come out so far. But look, Cuomo has no credibility with me, even based on what he said today. I'm worried at a bar. I'm paraphrasing. I'm worried at a bar or restaurant that the person next to me was not vaccinated. I'm like, dude, if you were vaccinated, your chance of a breakthrough infection is small. Your chance of a breakthrough infection death is 0.001. You're going to tell me you're worried about that? You need a life, man.
Yeah. Why don't they put the emphasis on cancer or heart disease or diabetes? If, I mean, they always told you if something's, you know, bigger than it is, it is. It's usually, you know, you win a prize if you get this. They're incentivizing it. You get lottery tickets and you get all these freebies. You know, I don't know about you, but when I grew up, they knew if it was too good to be true, guess what? It's too good to be true. There's something more to it. And I just think that the World Health Organization and modern day doctors have lost their credibility because if you go on TV and say, well, you know, if you don't get this, we're all going to die. Well, guess what? It's the inevitable. We're none of us are getting out alive. But, you know, if you're going to live in life, like Tim McGraw said, you know, like every day's a party, you know, it's like your last day on earth. So, you know, these people that are like, oh, my God, should I get the vaccine? Well, that's your freedom of choice.
Oh, amen. Now, and Tim McGraw notwithstanding, I mean, look, every day for me since December of 2017 above ground has been a bonus day, you know. So my perspective is somewhat skewed by my own life experiences. And, you know, those of you listening who have been in deadly combat situations, I mean, I'm sure you can relate in some day. You know, you just got out of there by the skin of your teeth. Than every day since, you know, 1967 for some of you has been a bonus day, and I respect that.
Right.
I'm glad you called in. Thank you so much. I had a chance to meet last week a 94-year-old veteran of World War II. Was a crew chief on C-47 cargo planes, also worked on B-29, was all over the place in the Pacific. I mean, you think about all the things that could have gone wrong in his life, and yet here he is, 94 years old, every day above ground since 1944, 1945, basically a bonus day, if you think about it. And, yeah, I mean, there's so many things in life about which you can worry, like drowning of children. 800 children in the United States die every year of drowning. I'm guessing that that number far exceeds the number of children who have died in the United States of COVID. But do we declare a national emergency over drowning children? No. Do we ban swimming pools for people with or who have small children visiting? No. We expect people to make wise decisions based on their common sense. Sometimes they don't have it, but unfortunately, you can't win them all. I mean, it's sad fact of life.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. So if you are vaccinated, are you scared of the unvaccinated? I'm not scared of the unvaccinated at all. You can French kiss me. You can cough in my face. I don't care because the death rate of breakthrough infections of the vaccinated, 0.001%. That's it. So if you're going to be paranoid about the unvaccinated when you are vaccinated, I think there are lots of other things you should worry about first. Are you 20 pounds overweight? That's a bigger risk for you than the unvaccinated if you are vaccinated. Children drowning, a bigger risk to children than COVID. And we're worried about vaccinating our children. It doesn't make sense. And I have an email from somebody who says, look, I am a PA. I think this Delta variant is going to wipe out the unvaccinated population. But that doesn't jibe with what we've been hearing. Yeah, it's highly contagious, but it's not as lethal. And not only that, but since this whole thing started, the mainstream medical community, they've come up with a whole bunch of therapeutics when, if administered early enough when this disease manifests, greatly increase your odds of survival and a healthy life and recovery. And when I hear Andrew Cuomo talking about, I think businesses should be for the vaccinated only, scares the hell out of me. Because that's not following the science. That's not following the statistics. That's following, I mean, you might as well be a witch doctor. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Next up is Jack on a car phone. Jack, you beat out our last caller by 5 seconds. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom, good to talk with you. Hey, I'll be brief. There's just something that doesn't pass the smell test. It has, from the beginning, it has just not been making any sense. So last year, for the last 18 months, all we've been hearing about is specific numbers of the death count, because that met the narrative that needed to be pushed at the time. And I find it really curious right now. Many of us have had COVID. Many of us have received both vaccinations, and we're actually seriously going to be talking about going back into a masking strategy again. Is it just me, or have I just missed it? Have you seen or heard any media outlets wanting to talk about specific deaths due to the Delta virus?
No, I have not, because the focus has been on the number of new cases, not even the number of new hospitalizations, not the number of new ICU patients, but the number of new cases. And as of last week, one of our major health companies in this area had a total of 3 or 4 COVID patients in ICU. Does that sound like an emergency to you?
Well, no, it doesn't, and that's my point. So they've changed the way they're going to report the numbers, and they are specifically leaving out the actual numbers of people that have, gotten sick and actually passed away. And they're reversing the expectation because it doesn't meet their narrative.
Wait, what do you say when you say reversing the expectation? What do you mean by that?
They're reversing their strategy from the way it was for the last 18 months. All we heard about were the number of cases and the death.
Well, at the beginning of this thing, it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve so hospitals aren't overrun. Well, I mean, now what are we going to do? Our metric is going to be the number of new cases with a variant that is highly contagious. That makes no sense to me.
Right. I totally agree. And I can speak for myself in knowing that if my wife hadn't, on her way home from school one day, decided to get tested back in January, and that sent me out of the office when I heard her positive result, I left the office and got tested. I had zero impact on my condition. I mean, I was asymptomatic the entire time. Every morning I got up and stuck my tongue in a shot glass full of vinegar to make sure that I could still have my sense of taste and smell, and nothing. There are a lot of people that have zero impact, and the way we're getting information through the CDC and through the political system is just disgusting.
I agree with you, and I know this might be controversial, but the CDC and Anthony Fauci long ago lost any credibility with me, and forgive me if I've said this a lot lately, but you can only tell me you're an expert so many times, and you can only get so many things wrong so many times before, in my mind, you are no longer an expert. You're just a schnook.
Yep. Agreed wholeheartedly.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. If I told you I was a mathematics expert and I could not explain pi to you, would you consider me a mathematics expert? No, nor should you. I'm not a mathematical expert. And nor am I a computer expert. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. If you are vaccinated, do you fear the unvaccinated, like Andrew Cuomo fears the unvaccinated? And the Delta variant, if you are unvaccinated, are you now rushing out to get vaccinated? And you know what? We're told that this is an epidemic of the unvaccinated. So does that make you say, well, I don't want to be part of the epidemic of the unvaccinated. I'm going to get vaccinated. I wonder how many people have recently been vaccinated who said they would never get the shot because of the Delta variant. And again, folks, I said they were going to use a variant to sink their teeth into so they could continue their control over us. Here's Liz on Grand Island. Liz, you're on WBEN.
Thanks for taking the call, Tom. I am not vaccinated, so therefore I'm actually part of the control group, which we've always learned is a necessary component of scientific experiments.
You're correct.
Hey, with the control group, yes. So I want to go back to the last female caller who had brought up the doubt that the Delta variant could really be more deadly to the unvaccinated. And what I wanted to, if I was on the line at the time, I would have jumped in and said, I think we need to get really specific in analyzing the data with that question. So, for example, what percentage of that hospitalized unvaccinated population was classified at high risk for severe disease or death in the first place? If the 99% of the hospitalized unvaccinated was 100% high risk, then the quote epidemic of the unvaccinated theory really is bunk.
Well, and as you know, you raise a great point. And when I talked about the 0.001 death rate of breakthrough infections, I also asked the question, well, that's such a low number, one has to wonder if there are other variables involved. For example, with some of the younger people, fatalities, one of the studies, it was like 47% of the children who died had, cancer as an underlying condition, but they also had COVID. They weren't listed as cancer deaths. They were listed as COVID deaths.
Right. And we definitely know that a lot of numbers have been manipulated. We knew that from the early part of this pandemic. So, you know, like what information can we actually trust? But
I'm going to ask you, Liz, whom do you trust?
Okay, good. Thanks for asking. So I have done a lot of reading and cross-referencing, and a lot of the information coming from doctors, vaccinologists, virologists, epidemiologists, microbiologists who are being censored or who are, you know, just being not promoted on social media right now, their information is corroborating. And, you know, as a liberal arts educated person, I was always taught that that's the proper way to come to the truth, is to read a lot of stuff and figure out what makes sense. And Dr. Geert Vandenbosch is one of those people. He wrote an open letter to WHO. He's got a PhD in virology. He had several positions with vaccine companies, so he's not an anti-vaxxer, and he was working for Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's Global Health Discovery Team. So I would also say he's likely more liberal-leaning, but I'm just guessing, okay? His theory, and it's backed up by multiple different health professionals, as I've said, is that it's kind of like what it's discounting what you're saying is restricted to only the ways of bacteria. He's saying that because of the specificity of the spike protein-based vaccine, which is what it is, and the fact that it's being mass distributed during the pandemic, that sets up the perfect scenario for what he calls immune escape, which means, you know, the virus is able to infect and be shed by the vaccinated, which is not a factor with other vaccines. But that's a very important critical thing here. So the virus can escape the bodies of the vaccinated. And when the virus passes in and out of a vaccinated body and vaccinated population, that's when it mutates to strengthen in efficacy. That's what vaccines do. They want to survive and party, which means, in his expert belief, that the vaccinated are actually the ones who are putting the environmental pressure on the virus to mutate, create variants, et cetera. And because the original vaccine is so specific, that spike protein only, the body becomes primed to fight only that. And so if they're infected again with a challenge virus, let's say, I'm not talking breakthrough and I'm no expert, I'm just trying to put together what these guys are saying. Let's say in a future season, he's concerned that the vaccine-induced antibody priming that the body produced is going to outcompete any of your innate immunity. So, like, those things are going to rush to the scene, and your innate immunity is not going to be able to handle it, and it'll be at a loss to fight off stronger variants in future years, which could make some of the most vulnerable populations extremely vulnerable with hyperinflammatory responses or, you know, autoimmune disease, because now...
But time out. Based on what you're saying, and you started out the call by saying you're unvaccinated, you're part of the control group, wouldn't you be the most likely new host for some new super strain of COVID to infect?
Yeah, I could be, but his argument, again, backed up by other professionals, is that you then still remain one of the most, if you're not in an at-risk group, okay, all things being equal, if you're not in that at-risk group without comorbidities, et cetera, you stand a better chance with your innate immune system because it can adapt better to fight whatever variant does come at you. And so if we're taking this this philosophy that the variants that are being created are more contagious but not more deadly, then you're better off. I mean, you're not worse off for sure, like they're trying to scare us with.
Right, and they keep talking about the number of new cases. Liz, hold on. I know obviously you've done a lot of reading on this. I hadn't really thought of that in that context, but it is interesting. But, you know, it's like, something I want you to think about during the break here, Liz, is what we've been saying for months now about the Spanish flu. The Spanish flu that killed millions and millions of people is still out there, but it mutated. And even though it's out there, it mutated into something that doesn't bother us anymore. It's not the menace that it once was, literally plaguing the world and driving millions to an early grave, in particular children. Let's go back to Liz, Grand Island, and Liz was talking about the idea that maybe those of us who are vaccinated eventually will be part of the problem as the virus, the vaccine causes the virus to mutate into something that's even more severe. Do I understand you correctly?
Well, that it causes it to mutate, and so that's where the variants are coming from, and you can't just keep, you know, pushing out vaccines, you know, in the same amount of time to capture every single variant. So if they become ineffective against the original and the original variants, then, you know, you're up creek kind of thing. But there are other issues with the vaccine that I have read. I have an autoimmune disease. I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And so the suggestion that's also being passed is that because of the mechanism of this mRNA vaccine, which is that this mRNA script induces your body to create a replica of the spike protein, your body is then, you know, being called on to attack something that itself created, which is unprecedented, which, the, you know, some of the doctors are they're concerned that this could cause autoimmune disease in itself and that this might not be immediate. I mean, these are things that are years, you know, years down the line, perhaps, in manifesting.
Now, okay, as part of your decision to not get the vaccine, I have no idea how old you are, and it would be ungentlemanly to ask, but it is your opinion that you've got enough years left in you that you don't want to risk that as a possible side effect years down the road?
Correct. I would rather take my chances based on all of what I told you before the commercials of getting infected, unfortunately, with the virus and going kind of the natural way with therapeutics, because that's the other arm of this argument, is that all of the fright is being, you know, pushed on us without anybody talking about how, you know, medicine has improved and they've learned to treat this thing, you know, with early intervention. And by the way, a previous caller of yours did say, you know, they had to go, I think, to horse medicine. Well, America's frontline doctors actually have a link on their website to telemedicine where you can go to get therapeutic drugs prescribed to you if your primary will not do it themselves. So you don't have to go to the horse doctor to get the therapeutics. And so I'm saying that I will take my chances with my innate immune system, the fact that the variants seem to be less virulent, and also with therapeutics and a new approach that's come from us dealing with this for more than a year now.
Well, I think that's very well stated, Liz, but I would expect nothing less from you. I wish you the very best with your existing autoimmune disease. People don't understand what folks who have autoimmune diseases go through unless they have a friend or a loved one with them, and it's not exactly a day at the beach.
Well, thank you very much.
It's when your own body attacks your own body. Lupus is Latin for the wolf, if that gives you some idea.
That's right. But
I thank you very much, Liz. We shall talk soon, I hope.
Thank you.
All right, there's Liz on Grand Island. Yeah, and for some reason, I don't have the statistics in front of me, but it seems like our rate of autoimmune diseases in Western New York is a lot greater than most of the rest of the country. For some reason, MS stands out, and I believe lupus. And I know that there was a theory a few years ago that lupus was especially common in places like where we live because we don't get as much sunshine as other places do. But, you know, Dr. Jane Orient, we had her on last week. She was very big on the idea of supplements, and she did not talk down ivermectin. She did not talk down hydroxychloroquine. So there is, there's not this unanimity in the medical community in terms of how to deal with COVID. Unfortunately, there's a unanimity in the reporting of the medical community, which tends toward this unithink concept that I've been trying to dwell on the past few weeks. And, you know, there's not unithink anywhere, but the gods of tech has decided what is acceptable, what is not acceptable. So it's good to hear very qualified people talking about things that you're not getting somewhere else. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks to Pasquale Maggiore for a flawless, I caught one little mistake, a 99.9% flawless rate today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.